This is Empowered Podcast, a podcast for interviews, discussions, and most of the time, chill and candid conversations with insightful thought leaders, inspiring educators, and courageous change makers who help transform, elevate, and celebrate teachers around the globe. Let's get empowered. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a new, fresh episode of Empowered Podcast. It's been a long time, and we are currently on a series called Something About Climate Change. And right now, we have a very special guest, a dear friend of mine since college, and I'm very happy to welcome him for the first time here in our podcast. Let us all welcome Mr. Leo Ocampo. Leo, hello, and welcome to Empowered Podcast.
Hi, Jim. Happy to be here. How are you? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. And finally, you're here with us. And this episode centers on climate change. And we want to explore the different sectors, different organizations, and different, you know, because the response to climate change needs a systemic response. We need everyone to be working with. And my dear friend Leo here is actually an expert in terms of religious education, specifically Christian or Catholic theology. So right now we're going to explore how religion helps in promoting environmental literacy, or maybe to be more direct, how does religion help in responding to the challenges of climate change? So Leo, could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi, I'm Leo. I currently work at the University of Santo Tomas here in Manila. I teach theology students. In particular, I handle the accelerated medicine program. We call that LeapMed in UST, and I teach theology. So that's my main work. But I also do research with the Center for Theology, Religious Studies, and Ethics. So those are my two main hobbies in UST.
And recently, I saw that you also took part in an AI ethics discussion and a fresh perspective, I guess, from the area of religion as well. Let's start with the first question. It's basically just exploring how does religion promote environmental literacy, or maybe promote discussion about saving the world and saving the environment?
Yeah, in Laudato Si, Pope Francis mentions the importance of religion as a motivator. No, yung kumbaga sa Tagalog, paghuhugutan, no, of the reason why should we care for the environment, no? For a lot of things that humans do, the why is very important, because as some people would say, when the why is clear, the how follows. And then even if things become difficult, if your purpose is very clear to you, then you have a reason to keep going, as it were. So religion is one of the main sources of motivation, according to the Pope. For example, for us Catholics, if we realize that the earth is not just our home, but also God's creation and God's gift to us, then that's a very good motivator, a very good reason for us to value it and take care of it. Of course, may mga practical reasons to take care of it, no? Like, for example, we will suffer the consequences of not taking care of the earth. But those tend to be very selfish, as it were, no? Kung titingnan na, alagaan ko kasi ako yung magsasuffer or ako yung makikinabang. But when we have religious motivations, then we are able, for example, to realize that every creature has its own value apart from us, apart from its usefulness to us, no? Yung mga ganon, which will otherwise be difficult to realize without religious motivation. So malagay yung contribution ng religious education and religion in general.
Thank you, Leo. You know, I think that's a very a deep perspective, I think, in terms of promoting environmental literacy. Yeah, the word in my mind is a very self-centered reasoning, usually, right? Because I need to take care of the earth because I live in it, and I will suffer the consequences. But you adding the idea of religious motivation, it sort of elevates that kind of reasoning, and it pushes us to think outside of ourselves, right? And into the community. It's speaking of communities, Leo, are there Christian communities or religious-based communities that really have concrete work in terms of promoting environmental literacy?
Actually, many Christian religions have been at the forefront of this way, way before this came into the global consciousness. So, for example, Christian churches now participate every September to October in what we call the season of creation. Pope Francis endorsed this, I think, around 2015 when Laudato Si' came out, but it was already in practice in the Orthodox churches way, way before, no? All, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in the 1980s. So, 1980s, ibig sabihin, way before the, what was that movie of Al Gore again that came out when we were in college? The
Convenient truth.
Inconvenient Truth, di ba?
Yeah.
Way before the Inconvenient Truth, way before the, ano. So, ano pa rin, yun nga, we go back again to the religious motivations. Since we believe, for example, in the Christian churches, in even in Judaism, for example, that the earth is God's gift, that humans are made to be stewards of creation, etc., no? Then we must take care of it. And that is a felt responsibility, no? Not just triggered by problems already or by catastrophes. So, hindi na kailangan umabot doon, no? If you have Christian faith, that is what our faith tells us. No, and therefore, it is something that should be natural to us, even without the problem of climate change or the climate crisis.
I love your point about, caring for the environment, caring for the world, and not really, it should not be really triggered in the first place by catastrophes or, the signs of the end of times. And I think that's a good idea. I do remember, for example, in school, in the grade school, in kinder, we promote appreciation of the creation of God. And we don't teach them immediately how we need to take care of everything because the world's gonna end or because we're gonna burn, right?
So it's really not a disaster response as it were, no, but an exercise of stewardship. Kumbaga, hindi mo lang naman naalagaan yung bata dahil nahulog na siya or nagkakasakit na siya, no, but even before that, no, care for the earth is our responsibility, not just our response to problems of climate change.
Lovely analogy, Leo. Speaking of the stewardship, how does stewardship really play into, for example, in the Christian faith? Can stewardship also be practiced even by people who do not adhere to any religion?
Maganda yan, no? Kasi actually we Christians, no, we believe in stewardship, but even the other religions would have their own versions of stewardship, no? For example, I'm very good friends with some Buddhist monks of Fogwangshan, of the Fogwangshan Buddhist Order based in Taiwan, no? And I realize actually they are even more consistent than us. No, kasi in the Buddhist religion, for example, the principle of not harming other sentient living beings, no, is very strict. Talagang they wouldn't kill a mosquito or a fly, no, but we Christians, we even tend to rationalize, no, na we can kill animals for food, etc., no, or decimate animal populations if they threat become a threat to the human species. Pero some religions are even more serious about it than we. So yun, yung realization of the gift, I think that's the core of the principle of stewardship. Hindi lang natin naalagaan dahil inutos sa atin, no? Pero dahil pinagkatiwala, iniregalo sa atin. And when you are given a gift and you love the giver and you value the gift, then it comes but naturally that you would take care of the gift.
I love your thoughts. It's like going back to my theology classes, back in college. You mentioned about your friendship with some Buddhist monks, though. Through my travels as well, going to different places, especially in Southeast Asia, I really see how they really promote oneness with nature. Like the spirituality is really intertwined with being one with nature in itself. And we're not separated, we're part of it. So whatever we do with nature, it's by extension, it's happening to us as well. So I love that concept that you've mentioned. Faith-based activism. Do you know any faith-based activism in relation to responding to climate change, for example?
Madami, again, I speak for what I know, no. Halimbawa sa Catholic Church, we have the Laudato Si movement, no, which has been pushing the agenda of protecting our common home ever since Pope Francis came up with the encyclical. Almost 10 years na, no, 2015 ang
Yeah.
Laudato Si. So next year we will be celebrating the 10th year of that very important encyclical of the Pope. Aside from that, no, we also have from the other religions. Again, I'm very good friends with the Fuguangshan Order. So meron silang three acts of goodness, and many of the projects of the three acts of goodness advocacy concerns the environment. No, I help them out personally in their projects with the public schools. No, so halimbawa yung mga environmental thrusts ng mga public schools, we fund that, we support that, no, so that they can implement their projects to care for the environment. And even non-religious, no, kaya sabi nyo nga sa simula, this needs a concerted, multi-sectoral, multilateral, and even multidisciplinary effort, no, not just from academics, not just from community leaders, but everyone needs to pitch in their own share, as it were, in taking care of our common home. So every little thing counts, and all of these put together, no, will really go a long way to help the environment.
In terms of using formal education, for example, Catholic schools or faith-based school communities as well, what's the value of integrating environmental literacy in for example, in religious education classes? Because I'm coming from the perspective that we've been working on our curriculum, for example, in Xavier School, it's a Catholic school, and deeply integrating environmental literacy, really requires a lot of creativity, especially because in the traditional, for example, in the elementary curriculum, traditionally you wouldn't even find the term environmental literacy there. Traditionally, you wouldn't even find Laudato Si because that's a new thing. Even right now, if you look at some, Christian Catholic catechism books, you don't find that. It's because they are anchored on the most basic teachings of the church, right? I do know that in the early grade levels, like kinder, creation is being taught in the perspective of appreciation, gratitude to God the giver, right? Something like that. So why is it, for example, in K-12 or maybe even in higher ed, why is it important to integrate the idea of environmental literacy even in theology classes?
Oh, it would be a tragedy if we missed out environmental literacy. As you well pointed out, it's actually one of the most basic, no? Even before you learn about the complex theological topics, sacraments like that, etc., no? One of the first things that we are taught is God made the world, no? Meron nga tayong tulagi, well, God made the world, God made the sky, God made the I forgot na, no? And the birds that fly, animals plus
Yeah.
you that to grade school children, no? And by teaching that, you cannot but not teach love for the environment, no? Love for an appreciation for the gift of creation. It's something basic and integral to our faith. It would be a tragedy if it's not included at all. So dapat, and syempre, proud following the principle of the spiraling in the curriculum, no? So it is something that must be developed and deepened as the years go by, hindi yung sa basic levels lang. And for me personally, hindi siya pwedeng isang module lang. Like, for example, magkakaroon ng token na module on Laudato Si or lesson on environmental literacy, no? Every opportunity that we can inject it, no? And not only in theology and Christian living, but even in the other subjects. That would be the ideal, no? Kasi pag sinabi natin Catholic education, hindi lang naman yan parang normal education plus some subjects, some courses, some modules. No, care for the environment in a religious education setting must permeate all of education. You know, so ano ba, math, if there's an opportunity to inject it, or music, or of course, science, mas obvious yung connection, no? Literature, no? We must all B1. Kasi kung ano, kung lesson lang, it would look like it's just a concept, no? Pero kung baga na nauunti-unti, no? And it would gain more traction in the minds of our students.
And for example, based on my experience as a school leader as well in a Catholic school, bringing in the challenge of climate change, environmental literacy actually makes Catholic education more concrete, more
Yes.
realistic, more grounded on what we experience our daily lives.
Yeah, I know that you say concrete, it's not just supposed to be ideas, no, or discussions or lessons in the classroom, pero dapat integrated din, no, even for example in the liturgical celebrations, no, in prayer, yung pag nagpe-pray together yung school or even at the class, no. Tapos yung outreach, community outreach. So, holistic approach also in promoting, although we call it environmental literacy, no, literacy has a tendency to be associated with the cognitive, pero hindi eh. Ang literacy, di ba, may emotional literacy, may ano, so it's a total literacy in terms of the environment.
Yeah, it could be a mindset, it could be a disposition. I also heard about environmental spirituality or something.
Yes,
Yeah.
actually sinabi ni Pope Francis, ecological spirituality and ecological
Probably.
action,
Yeah.
very important as well. So ang tawag niya integral ecology.
Integral e ecology. I think that's a wonderful thing that should be really put into education as well, to have more awareness. That idea that it's not just, understanding cognitively, but also understanding the way we're effectively affected. At the same time, action-based responses. Lovely, lovely idea that you pointed out, Leo. Last question, and this is a modified part of the question that I gave you. What's one thing that you want religious leaders, school leaders, or anyone capable of leading or in a leadership position, especially with the context right now, what's one thing that you want them to remember about how religion really, like what you've said, religion, well, religious motivation can really propel that idea of us being actively participating in the care for the common home?
And whenever I teach creation, I really go at length to discuss the story, you know, the two creation stories. Actually, there are two in the Judeo-Christian Bible, and both stories beautifully illustrate yung thoughtfulness ni God, you know, the effort, the love, and the concern that God poured into making a beautiful world, a world that's good to inhabit, you know, a world suitable for us to live in and thrive in, you know, and He gives this as a gift to us. Kaya nga, yung honor yun na pinaghirapan to ng Diyos, no? Pinagbuhusan to ng pagmamahal ng Diyos at ibinigay sa atin, no? And if we have that sense, sabi ni Pope Francis, then it changes everything, no? It changes the way we look at creation, not simply as objects to be used, but something to care for and to really value. It changes the way we look at ourselves, no? Then we begin to understand ourselves as caretakers. It changes the way we look at everything, no? Then we begin to see that everything is interconnected, everything is interdependent, no? Everything is gift, no? So having that mindset, but not just a mindset, even a heart set, no? Changes everything. So yun sana, not just for school leaders, but for all, no? Sana lahat tayo magkaroon ng ganong mindset and heart set.
All right. Thank you so much for spending your time with us, Leo, especially with our
Thank
series on
you.
climate change. And we are really happy that we've heard ideas from you, interesting ideas. And I felt like I've gone a very short spiritual retreat that allowed me to remember all the things that I've learned back in theology. So thank you so much, Leo. And
Thank you too.
we're very happy to have you here. All right. So there we have it, everyone. Leo Campo, with us in this episode. Thank you for being with us, and we hope to have you again in our next episode. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.